Welcome to the Make the Day Awesome podcast, where we share stories of hope and inspiration to shine a light on a better tomorrow. But for today, I hope you choose to make the day awesome.
All right, what is up, everybody? We're a little bit late here, but better late than miss a day. I think I've already missed a couple anyway, so... yeah, I have a goal, 250 weekday episodes, which only leaves room for, I don't know, like 10 misses throughout the year. That's not good. So we're going to make it happen. But before we start, as always, I want to thank everybody who listens to the show, who shares the show, who is taking the time to leave a rating and review. That is the one thing that we ask for. If we bring you value in any way, if you vibe with the messages that we share, we just ask that you leave a rating and a review, because that will tell the podcast platforms, hey, these people are people you need to watch out for, and more people will see our show and hear our message. That being said, I want to jump into gratitude today, because I had an absolutely awesome day, and I am extremely grateful for the opportunities that have come my way on this journey. And I had some conversations today that expanded on some ideas that I think would be an absolutely amazing gesture for people in a certain industry. And because it's not even official yet, I'm not really going to talk much about it, but the idea was elaborated on and I love it. Then I had a video call that is leading to an opportunity that's going to take us out of the great state of Florida and somewhere across the continental U.S. To be determined, but still exciting, because this position will inevitably lead to the stability, the financial stability that me and my family have been missing out on for the last few months, right? Things have gotten really hard, and I'm grateful for the community around me that is uplifting and supporting me on my journey, and the community that I get to pour into as well. That being said, you know, like, I was thinking about it, and as high performers, as entrepreneurs, as people who just generally want more in their life, we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of every day, grinding it out and doing the work and moving from one task to another task. And even non-entrepreneurs, right? People who are just living the 9-to-5 life, or people who are on swing shifts or whatever, but people in general, right? We've become a society that has become so fast-paced, right? We look for that instant gratification. I think it was the study on our attention span is somewhere around 8 seconds or so. Like, we have less attention span than 10-second Tom. If you remember the movie 50 First Dates. Hi, I'm Tom. Anyway, back on point here. So we've become this society of instant gratification and go, 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 and do everything. And our attention span's dropped. And I truly believe that the things that we are missing out on, right, the things that we're praying for, the things that we're asking the universe to give us, the wants, the needs, the dreams, the aspirations, the all of that, right? All the stuff that we want in our life, or we want our life to be. I think all too often we get lost in the busy, and we don't take time to be still enough to listen for the solutions to the problem, to the for the solutions to the problems we're asking for help through. And I want to share that with you guys, because I know for me, I'm always on the go. I am always flying 1,000 miles an hour. And there's times where I can't wrap my head around a certain problem. And I've learned that I had to stop, take a step back, and spend some time on it. Right? Whether it's talking it out with somebody or just meditating on it myself. I think there's power in stopping, and as high-performing individuals, we don't take that time to stop very often because we feel like we have to go, go, go. So guys, as we get ready to head into the weekend here, literally, if there's a certain area in your life that you're facing a constant problem, that you are essentially plateaued at, like you feel like you've been to this bump in the road 100 times and you can't figure out for the life of you why you keep repeating the same moment, right? I can guarantee you it's because you didn't learn the lesson that needed to be learned. I guarantee you, you're missing something there. And the best way to figure out what that is to slow down for a few minutes, take 5 or 10 minutes, and just meditate on the problem. If you have to go longer, so be it, but 5 to 10 minutes is a great starting point. If you have to, come back to it again later. But the answers will show themselves when the answers are ready. And for me, my answers came finally today. And I got a decision I have to make as to when, how, and where everything goes. But it was because I slowed down and listened that these opportunities came. With that said, I'm going to wind down for the night. It is Friday. It's almost midnight. Yeah. And I will be back Monday. Make sure I have it recorded on Sunday for you. I love you guys. Have an amazing night. Have an awesome weekend. And I'll talk to you soon.